The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozell Live by Dr. Tom Rozell, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozell Live in studio, waiting to take your calls on anything you'd like to talk about, as long as it's your health. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Give me a call. You know, you've had problems, you've tried, you've applied, you've done things that just haven't worked real well. Well, here's an opportunity. We're going to kind of take you through different look at things. And actually, that look is going to be a carryover from last week as well. You know, we did a program last week with a very amazing doctor that has joined our practice, Dr. Zhang, and he did a presentation the other night, Body Signals and Warning Signs at the Rozell Center for Healing. Well, here was the good news and the bad news. The good news was that it was a unbelievably smash hit. We were packed. We had to turn people away, and the bad news is that we had to turn people away. But see, here's the good news. The good news is that we're going to do it again. We're going to represent that program this Wednesday evening at May 9th at 7 p.m. May the 9th at 7 p.m. this coming Wednesday, we're doing the program all over again, Body Signals and Warning Signs, and we're going to go through all of that because you need to know. You have a right to know what your body is saying. And no, more importantly, not to ignore it and to be able to take action early on. Remember my book, Ageless Health. Health is a do-it-to-yourself program. That means that you need to have the information so you can make decisions well before anything shows up that is irreversible. And guess what? The better good news is that because we're going to do this again this Wednesday, May 9th, 7 p.m., guess who I've got back in the studio again? Dr. Zhang.
Hello, Dr. Rozell. Hello, everybody.
I'm glad that you're back. Hey, that was a great, great lecture the other night. I was really amazed. The information was so beneficial for so many people, and yet we had to say no to other people, so that's why we're going to do this again. But I want to get into today's program a little bit more extensively and some of the things that, you know, people just kind of ignore. And, you know, hopefully they'll call us and they'll ask some questions, but this Wednesday they have the opportunity of hearing you again, and you were very well received. It was a very excellent presentation, by the way. I learned a lot myself. Thank you.
No, thank you.
So, you know, I'm going to lead with a story, and here's the kind of thing that people don't really appreciate. I'm here today after taking the red eye back from the West Coast last night, and we got in at 7:30 this morning at Dulles. And so you'll forgive me if I'm a little brain dead, but we'll do the best that we possibly can.
Yeah.
So it was a 2-day nutritional conference, and Sue and I were there, and we had the opportunity to listen this time. I didn't have to teach, which is kind of fun. There was a doctor that had come up to me and said, you know, Dr. Rozell, will you treat me while we're here? And I said, sure, what's going on? And he told me that he had a frozen shoulder, you know, that he couldn't get full elevation, that he had a lot of pain for about 6 to 7 months, had gone through physical therapy, had been on, some anti-inflammatories, natural ones, but nothing was able to pull it out. So I said, great, no problem. So at lunchtime, I started working on him. And remember, in our world, in our medicine, you know, every muscle has a relationship to other things in the body, has a relationship to organs, and has a relationship to different nerve root pathways, has relationships to different acupuncture systems. So I started treating this man, and by the time I was done, he was able to get about 95% full function back.
Wow, that's a lot.
But here was the thing. He kept showing problems with heart-related muscle patterns. The acupuncture system for the heart was not flowing the way it was supposed to. The beginning and end point, there was no motion. And I asked him some questions. I said, doctor, I said, have you been noticing that you've been getting any fibrillation or your heart flipping around? And he said, yeah, I have. Why? And I said, let me ask you another question. I said, have you noticed that, you know, particularly at nighttime, that you cough a lot? And he said, yeah, I've started that the last. I said, doc, I said, don't ignore your own stuff. This is telling you that this shoulder problem is related to your heart and possibly your lung. And so I told him what he had to do and diagnostically and so forth. I said, but we're able to get this back, but you're going to need to do certain things as well. That's what we're talking about with these warning signs and signals.
Yeah, exactly.
We ignore them.
Right. So that's just like I told you guys before. So the body is very, very smart. Before the body, for example, the heart problem, before the body getting very, very sick, and they will show you something to let you know, okay, I'm in trouble now. Please help me. So this is called, we call a warning sign. So you have to notice that before you get a bad, get a worse, get a very, very sick. So that this is a very, very good example. This is a very good example. So last night, a lot of people came in to my lecture. I'm so glad they came in. I'm so glad since there's more and more people have very, very strong willing to want to know how to take care of themselves, how to prevent themselves, their disease getting worse, getting more, much, much sicker. So there's one lady come to see me. She came a little bit sad and say, okay, so I have some problem. I don't know if you can help me or not. I said, what's wrong with you? He said, I start to lose my hair. So since about 2 months ago, I said, okay, do you check everything? I went to medical doctors. I went to oncologists to see everything. Everything is normal.
How old was the lady?
A little bit 55, 56. And I said, no, I checked everything. It shows negative. And then I said, okay, so then I feel the pulse, very good, feel the pulse, and to ask more questions, do you have a little bit of air ring in your, is it rain or air? I said, yeah, sometimes I do. Okay, do you have, and sometimes have a little bit low back pain? I said, yes, I do. I how can you describe the pain? So the pain is dull, the sharp? No, it's not sharp, it's not dull, it's weak.
Just a very light pain.
Just a lot of pain, it's weak. If you have no strength in the low
weakness.
Back. Weakness.
A weakness in the low back.
Weakness, the low back. I said, okay, so the simple, another question, how many times you go to the bathroom at night? I said, okay, you know what? That is the reason I want to come to your lecture. Because I heard you said, okay, if I go into a bathroom, if I go to the bathroom a couple of times, few times, that means my kidney have problem. But I don't have a kidney, I don't think so, because I do ultrasound, do MRR, nothing show up. And then I said, okay, so in Chinese medicine, so the hair is directly can reflect your kidney function.
Hair is?
Hair. Okay, if you see somebody's hair is very, very shiny, it's very, very, but in China it's very, very dark, but it's very, very shiny. But you guys, if you have blonde hair, it's very, very, it's not dry, not branches. This means your kidney function is very, very good. If not, you do have a little bit loose hair, a little bit dry, that means your kidney give you a signal that, okay, I need some help. Even though it's not pathological, it's functional, you still need some help to support your kidney, let your kidney get stronger.
So when you're talking, just for clarification for our audience, you're talking about, you know, this problem that she has, this weakness in her low back. It's not sharp pain. It's not dull pain.
No.
And you asked her the questions that are associated with kidney function.
Yep.
And does she get up at nighttime? And the answer was yes, multiple times. Yep. And by the way, guys, listen to what I'm saying, and Dr. Zhang is saying, is because this relates to you too. If you're getting up 2-3 times a night, 4 times a night, that tells you that your kidney energy in Eastern medicine is called your qi, is very weak.
Yep.
And you have to understand that the body starts showing these signs and symptoms is not because you're getting older necessarily,
no.
It's because your body's becoming depleted.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah.
So what did you tell her?
So I tell her, yeah, so she asked me another question. So do you help me? I said, yes, this is why we are here. This is why we are here. So I said, how can we help me? I said, okay. So to help you, you should notice not all your body, your best doctor is yourself. Okay. So I believe the body has the ability to heal themselves. Now your body just loses this ability. What I'm doing is I will help you use acupuncture, use copper adjustment, use some of the Chinese herb or some supplements at if you need, and then to help you recover the ability to heal yourself. And also I will give you some exercise and also from the nutrition style, nutrition the standpoint, give you more kidney support. Then let you maintain the kidney function.
Our number here is 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Encore performance this Wednesday evening, May 9th at 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax. Dr. Qinglong Zhang is going to represent the program he did last week. Why? Because we had a full house and we didn't want to say no to so many of you. So here's an opportunity. Go to rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com. rozellecare.com. Scroll down. There's a button that says register here, register now. Click it. Or simply call the office, 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117 and register. So, but this will be the last one we have because we have another program next week. So this is your opportunity. This was a fun program.
Yeah.
Dr. Zhang was able to show you all different types of presentation. We're going to talk a little bit about hair and nails again today.
Yeah.
But you know that you said that the hair is the mirror, if you will, of kidney function, and kidney function is the major energy of the body.
Exactly. So in Chinese medicine, so we talk about the kidney and the liver is very, very important. A kidney is storage energy, and the liver is output energy. So that means if you have we think about the liver and the kidney as brother and sisters. They cannot separate. They have the same parents. So the thing is, for example, the patient had, okay, I have a kidney problem. If the patient have a kidney problem, you have to check the liver issue too.
So if the liver is toxic,
toxic,
say that,
yeah.
if it's overwhelmed with poisons, mm-hmm. then ultimately it's going to provoke a kidney problem.
Yep.
Well, that makes sense because mm-hmm. they're both organs of elimination. They're
yep.
both organs that have to filter things out.
Right.
So that's Western medicine.
Mm-hmm.
But they're in Asian medicine or in Chinese medicine, they're organs that have tremendous power and expression within the body, and when they're weak, mm-hmm. when they're not working the way they're supposed to,
yep.
the body really truly loses its capacity, its ability. You know, you talked about the hair. As people have gotten older, mm-hmm. we notice that their hair gets finer and brittle and so forth, and really it's suggesting when you look at it, you know, that they're losing that capacity. Some people, we look at these, there's some 90-year-olds out there that I look at and say, my God, look at these people. They're just, they're amazing. They're strong. They're vibrant. And their hair looks good.
Right.
You know,
yes, Mrs. Stewart, how very, good kidney function. And the kidney function, kidney, we call it the genetic foundation. That means you cannot change. So we're a lot, but a kidney. However, you can support your spleen and stomach to give you more kidney support.
You can preserve it. Breaking down.
Yeah.
My guest in studio, your host again, Encore Performance, this Wednesday, May 9th, 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing, Dr. Qinglong Zhang. Please join us. You're going to have fun. I promise you, everybody else did last week. Now this is your opportunity, so give us a call. Go online, rozellecare.com or 703-698-7117. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live in studio. Call us, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk about things that are on your mind and what we can do to help you. You know, we have a special add-on encore program today that we'll present again this Wednesday evening at the Rozelle Center for Healing. What am I talking about? We're talking about the program we did last week with Dr. Qinglong Zhang. He's in studio today, Dr. Zhang.
Hi, Dr. Rozelle.
Welcome again.
Thank you.
That was a great program. It really was.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And unfortunately, and we have a large, large area for people. We can fit up to about 60 people. It was sold out. And mm-hmm. so we want to encourage you that, you know, when you like something, when you tell us that this was a great program, we'll do it again. So we're doing it again. So this class was added because you demanded it. So this Wednesday evening, May the 9th, 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing, we're doing it all over again. Warning signs and body signals. And these are things that most of us ignore.
Right.
Know, just like the story we talked about, you know, earlier, the doctor that I saw this weekend
yeah.
that fixed his shoulder, and the patient that you're talking about mm-hmm. with the low back weakness, and
yeah.
it had to do with something other than just the low back.
Right.
So you have to distinguish these things, and you have to make sure that they know what they're talking about. But, you know, you talked about the hair. And the hair is kidney, but there's other systems that are related to the kidney as well.
Yeah. It's a knee joint. It's a knee joint.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you take a look at that. There's another piece. When you look at the kidney, one of the signs that people forget about in Western medicine, and most doctors forget about in Western medicine, is that if a patient has chest pain, it's not necessarily the heart,
yeah.
it's kidney. If, you know, they provoke coughing, it's not the heart, it's the kidney. And it's because the kidney channel ends on the chest.
Yeah.
And because of that, we have those symptoms.
Yeah, same thing. So if your kidney, just like I talked just now, so the kidney stores the qi. If your kidney cannot hold the qi will go anywhere.
Now, when we talk about qi, I'm translating again. We're talking about energy, all right? So
yeah.
when you hear qi, think about energy. When you hear qi, think about
the
thing that keeps you alive.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
You have to hold your qi in a specific place. Then when you need that, then you do use the lever output the energy, output the qi. So if you cannot hold your qi, for example, the qi goes down. That means you have to go bathroom to pee to urinate. If you cannot hold the qi, the qi go up, then just like your Dr. Rozelle said, you will kind of cough and have a little dry cough and have chest pain.
You know, it's interesting, you know, immediately, if you went to a traditional Western physician, when you have that cough or you have that chest pain, they're going to run you through and they're going to think that it's heart. They're going to think that you're having all kinds of problems with, you know, with your heart, not necessarily kidney function. But
yeah.
if the kidney energy is too exuberant or
yeah.
if it's too low, then you're going to have problems with this. This Wednesday evening, join us. It's going to be fun. Warning signs and body signals. Let's go to the phones. John, can I help? Or Joe, can I help you?
Yes, doctor. I'd like to ask if to protect the heart, what are the things to do, the best things, like what to eat, what kind of exercise, and how to live?
Okay. That's a program all by itself. And by the way, I'm going to be doing a program on cardiovascular health probably sometime before the end of June, but we'll let you know that. So we're going to touch on it just a little bit for you. So let's get into that. I appreciate that call. So when we're talking about heart, we've got 2 minutes, and we may carry it over a little bit. Somebody who wants to protect their heart and strengthen their heart, what do they do?
So this is also on my lecture the Wednesday. So I teach some people to do some exercise to hold, to support the heart, kidney, and the liver. So for heart, we have the channel, okay? So we have a channel, the heart channel and the pericardium channel. These two channels are very strong related to your heart. If you do some exercise to stimulate this channel.
And by the way, Dr. Qinglong is pointing to his arm, from his fingers all the way up to his shoulder.
To shoulder, yes. There's a
bicep. This is radio. This is not television. Go ahead.
Triceps. Then you use the thumb, the tip of the thumb, your right thumb, and it goes to a left axilla, and then right forefinger to wrap your triceps. Then at same times you poke the pressure on the thumb, and also you kneading the bicep triceps, and from top and down, from down to up.
So what you're doing is you're putting your thumb in your armpit, right?
Yep.
Okay, and you put your fingers across your biceps.
Biceps
area, and you're kneading it like you'd be kneading bread.
Yep. Right.
Okay? And then you move it up and you move it down.
Uh-huh. Until you, what is the right way to needle is you, until you feel a little bit sore. If you don't feel anything, that means nothing happened there. You want the chi moving here to heal you. So you want to feel something sore. Yeah.
That's simple. And it's very productive. So we're going to get back because I want to answer Joe's question a little bit more fully, a couple of things that he can get done, because it's so important that that you really understand what these things are telling you. Coming up to a break, Dr. Xinglong Zhang is in studio with us, 888-630-9625 is how you find us here. He will present again this Wednesday evening at the Roselle Center for Healing. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Dr. Tom Roselle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Roselle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roselle Live in studio. An encore performance with Dr. Xinglong Zhang. It was amazing. It was an amazing lecture last week, and we're going to do it again this Wednesday evening, May 9th, 7 p.m. Why are we doing it again? Simply because we had to tell so many of you that we couldn't we didn't have place for you. We didn't have place for you to sit. So this Wednesday evening, this 7 p.m., May the 9th, we're going to do the whole program. Body signals, warning signs, and you're going to find out those things that are going bump in the night that you ignore, that you put off, that you better not put off, that can be causing you some serious problems. But more importantly, not only that, what you can do about them. Go to RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare, RoselleCare.com. And slide down till you see the ad for it. It says body signals and warning signs, Wednesday, May 9th at 7 p.m. Click it, and you can register directly on the computer. And you can also just simply call 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. And we're here at 888-630-9625. Give us a call. Let's get talking a little bit more about these things. And I want to go back to what Joe was asking, our last caller, and about the heart. And we said that, you said that there's exercise that's very simple. And, you know, everybody thinks exercise has to be this abrupt go run, go do. This is not that. You said simply put your thumb in underneath the armpit. And wrap your fingers around the biceps and start massaging it and go down to the elbow, come back up to the shoulder, go down to the elbow, come back up to the shoulder, like you're kneading bread. And simply that you should feel something. It should be sore if you're kneading it properly. Do both sides. Yeah. And that's enough exercise, Joe, to be able to stimulate heart function, because that's where the channels go to protect the heart. One is the heart channel itself, and the other one is the wrap around the heart called the pericardium.
Yep.
And so if you work those, you can do that. So, and then we talked about diet. What would you tell somebody, as far as general thoughts, obviously, about dietary considerations when it comes to the heart?
So for diet of heart is very, very special diet. So we have a lot of Chinese herb, especially the Asian food, a lot of Asian food. Possibly it's very hard to find here. If you go to their Asian store, you can find that. Lychee
nuts.
Lychee is very, very good for heart function.
I like lychee.
You like lychee? That's good. So another thing is, if you have heart issue, just try to avoid the very bitter stuff. Very bitter stuff.
So no bitter foods.
No bitter foods. So try to reduce that. So the bitter fruits will cover the heart and will make the heart function down from Chinese medicine.
So it drops the energy.
Drops the energy. So the thing is just like you have a kidney, you don't want to eat a lot of salty food. Same thing. Kidney problem.
And the thing that is, with kidney function, you crave salt.
But it's too much salty, and if you already have this kidney dysfunction, if you eat too much salty, it's making it much, much worse.
So if you give in to that craving, number one, the craving is telling you that there's a problem.
Right,
There's a tremendous imbalance. The reason for that, by the way, in Western medicine is that there's this other gland that sits on top of the kidney, and it's called the adrenal gland.
Yeah.
And the adrenal gland needs sodium as part of its metabolism, but also the kidney has a sodium pump, sodium pump.
Yeah.
And it helps regulate blood pressures and so forth. So when that mechanism's off, so see, they correlate. You have Western and Eastern meeting, except that we don't appreciate the signs and signals before we get there.
Right.
And by the time we get there, sometimes it's too late.
Yeah, right. So this is why I like this topic a lot, because it's body signals identifying the warning signs. That means before you get anything worse or getting very, very sick, you can find that, you can catch that. You don't want to suffering a lot from the disease. For example, sometimes if you have heart issue, that means you have to have the palpitation, or you have to chest pain to say, oh, I'm how hard is this? Possibly if you don't sleep well, if you have a lot of dreams, if you feel very, very, especially at night, very annoyed, probably it's a heart issue. So it's not a brain, it's a lot of people. I do have the patient that night. I said, okay, I have a lot of weird dreams, and also I cannot sleep well. And then I do have a palpitation. Sometimes, yes, sometimes no, but not terrible. And then I feel the pulse. When I feel the pulse, the heart position tell me the pulse is very, very choppy. It's very, very, it's not most, that means it's some heart issue going on there.
So what Dr. Zhang is talking about is that there are 12 primary acupuncture channels, and when he feels the pulse, and they're the same place that you would get the number of beats for the heart, the difference is that he's not feeling for the number of beats, he's feeling for the quality of the beat at a certain position.
Yep.
So when he talks about choppy, he'll use terms also like choppy and exuberant and empty, vacuous,
wiry,
and wiry,
yeah,
and so,
yeah,
forth. And they all mean very different things.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. So to the patient, okay, then I said, okay, you have to focus on your heart. I said, why? Because in Chinese medicine, we talk about the heart in charge of brain, control your brain. It's not brain control your heart. Also, now, it's about a couple years ago, there's a research, they test the energy field around the heart and then around the brain too. There's a much, much stronger the energy field around the heart than the energy around the brain. So that means that your heart comes to your brain.
So the heart, I want you to explain that one more time, because I'm going to mess it up if I jump into this thing, because I'm going to go Western on you and not Eastern. Explain that again to our audience as far as how those things are correlated together.
Okay, so for heart, okay, so if you have heart problem, sometimes you feel a little bit foggy thinking, you cannot sleep well, and then you have a lot of dreams. The most people will think about, okay, the first thing possibly I have the brain dysfunction, or check my brain function due to a CT, MRI, or EKG, these things. I say, okay, then this shows negative findings, no the other positive findings. That makes sense from Chinese medicine. It's hard to control the brain. If you have that problem, looks like the same from brain, but not, it's from heart. And the Chinese medicine already give an answer, because a heart problem control the hair. And also a few
from
years
the brain,
ago
from the head
from yes a few years ago they do the energy field test. So the heart, the energy field around the heart, it's much, much stronger than the energy field around the brain.
So I had a purpose in having you repeat that again, because I wanted everybody to get to understand that the heart and the brain working together, it's a stress pattern in Western medicine. And uh-huh. There's a ways of calming that down, but it also can be neurochemical and a tremendous amount of imbalance going both ways. Our number here is 888-630-9625. Dr. Qinglong Zhang is going to be your host again, your presenter, encore performance this Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. at the Roselle Center for Healing. Register today, because this was a sold-out event. That's where we're doing it again. We want you to attend. This information is for you. It's important. It's data that you can be your own guide. You know when things are stirring up. You don't have, when you know, you ever get that gut level feeling that says something's wrong and your doctor says there's nothing wrong with you, and then you see, well, let's watch it. You watch what? You're going to watch it until you're dead. This is an opportunity that you can learn more about what's going on with your health than your physicians know. Join us this Wednesday evening. Go to rosellecare.com and, you know, be there. It's amazing. Kevin, let's talk about your kidneys, buddy. What's going on?
Yes, polycystic kidney disease. I have a question for the doctor. And by the way, great show.
Thank you.
So my, pardon me, my daughter inherited this from her mother. And now it has spread into kidney and liver. And so do you recommend any treatments for this?
So polycystic kidney disease, unfortunately, in many cases, not all lead to kidney transplant, and the kidney begins to shut down over a period of time. It can be genetically predisposed, and in Western society generally is, there's other things that can cause that to occur. So in any kidney problem, you have to look at the triggering mechanisms that are there. And, you know, if you have a genetic predisposition, it's not necessarily that you're doomed to have something. It's the environmental situations that occur that bring it to fruition. It's called epigenetics, is the area of study that I'm referring to and talking about. So that means that you can express something or it can be made much better. So to answer your question directly, yes, there's a whole lot that can be done. One, to preserve the kidney so it doesn't continue to deplete. Acupuncture is very important. The right type of diet, dampening down the type of proteins that you have in the body, balancing the system, making sure that you're very alkaline, and supporting the other organ systems that relate to the kidney. And we're talking about polycystic, doctor.
Yeah. So this is a very good question. So we talk about the preventive. And then if you don't have any problem, we prevent. If you have problem, we prevent you getting worse. So for this question, so the primary, every patient I will set up the treatment goal. For this kind of case, I will just set up the treatment goal. The primary treatment goal is so slow down, it's getting worse. So we can do something if you use acupuncture, when you use Chinese herbs, definitely Chinese herbs, when you use from diet, same thing, and then diet, and to support your kidney function, and then let your kidney function don't get worse. So just like I have some couple of Parkinson patients. So for the Parkinson, I said, okay, so I cannot treat your Parkinson. The only thing I can do, the primary goal is I want to slow down getting process. The same thing. They're already pathological. Changes there, just like kidney, polyp change is already pathological changes there. So the only thing we can do is just like slow down, getting worse. You do not want to get him worse, the symptoms, but just slow down.
Kevin, let me ask you a question. How old is your daughter?
She is 34.
What's her GFR? What's her kidney flow? Has it dropped below 30 yet?
I don't know the exact measurement or efficiency at this point, but. You know, it's definitely starting to impact her lifestyle.
Yeah, it's going to until she can begin to really take some action steps.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to talk about it a little bit more, but thanks for your call, Kevin. In kidney problems, you want to support the repair process as best you possibly can, even though something is degrading, breaking down, like a polycystic pattern. If you go to the systems that are supportive of kidney and you make them stronger,
yep.
And you do things like there's daikon radish is one of the most powerful applications for kidney flow and function and healing. And you would use the juice of the daikon radish, but you have to drop the protein levels. You've got to get them down.
Yep.
And because too much protein in the body, the kidney can't handle it. So over a period of time, you're going to see worsening if the patient doesn't change lifestyle. But also, conversely, if the patient changes lifestyle and you support the organ systems that the kidney is
makes stronger,
even with the thyroid.
Yeah, the same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and the thyroid and the kidney are close to the same time frame energetically. So you would have to look at both of those areas because one could be triggering the other.
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes you have to not only support the kidney, but also just like you said, we have to reduce the pressure on the kidney. It's something the low protein intake. Also, I also recommend patients who have the kidney dysfunction to please do drink a very, very less water after 8 p.m. If you drink a lot of water at night, you have a lot of pressure on the kidney. It will make it much, much worse.
So you want to slow down your fluid intake after a certain period of time.
Right, yep.
And be very careful with the type of fluids that you're going in. You want to take the pressure off the kidney across the board.
Yes.
No matter what it is. 888-630-9625. This coming up Wednesday evening, the 9th, 7 p.m. at the Results Center for Healing. This amazing doctor is to be doing body signals and warning signs for the second time, but it'll be the last time. And so those of you who didn't have the opportunity last week, and we had to tell you, unfortunately, you know, there wasn't room. this is your opportunity. Give the office a call, 703-698-7117. Tell the staff that you'd like to be there. And just go online. You can do it right online. Go to rosellcare.com and register right there. Just click it, and you'll see register now, and we will confirm, make sure that you have a space. So remember, registration is critical. Let's talk a little bit more about the different types of things. How about somebody, you know, people complain that, and you talked about it earlier, that they have ringing in the ears. And, yeah. But it can be something that has to do with the ear, but in many cases, it has nothing to do with the ear.
Nothing. It's about, if you have the line in the ear lobe, this is very, very dangerous. There sign.
So a line in the earlobe.
In the earlobe. That means your heart function is already coming down. So you have to pay attention to that. So a lot of patients, they don't have any issue with heart palpitation. Same thing with heart. Heart is very important anyway. So they don't have any palpitation, they don't have any fibrillation, but they didn't notice that. They have the line there until somebody tell them. So that means all your heart, you have to pay attention to that. You have to do something to let your heart function get better and better.
You know, those are in Western natural healthcare, those are called Frank's lines, and they are a sign that you're getting artery plaquing, and you'll see it more sometimes on one side than the other. But what he's talking about, he's talking about these deep crevices in your earlobes that indicate cardiac problems. They're not there just because it's your genetic pass-through. It's there because your heart is being compromised and you're plaquing. And maybe the first sign that you're going to see if you don't do something about it is heart attack and maybe stroke and maybe death. So you have to pay attention to these things that show up and don't let anybody tell you it's not there. Sometimes you have to demand further diagnostics. Maybe you have to tell you, you know, I want a treadmill test. Mm-hmm. But then the other piece is don't fall into the thought process because there's something there that there's nothing that you can do about it. In every situation in 41 years of practice, things can be made better naturally. You can reverse things. This weekend we were listening to several speakers, Dr. Ching Lung, that were talking about cardiac problems and the medications, and a cardiologist, a well-known cardiologist, said medications don't work. They kill people. They make things much, much worse than what they were. And I'm going to talk about that on a different program coming up sometime this summer.
Okay.
We're coming up to that break time, and this is an amazing program. I could talk to this man for hours on the differences between and the relationships between Eastern and Western medicine. You're going to have that opportunity this Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. I'm in studio, and so is Dr. Qinglong Zhang. 888-630-9625. That's how you find us here every Sunday, 12 noon, like you've been listening to for many years. And we do this program because we want to give you the most cutting-edge, informative health information that we possibly can bring you, because you deserve it. You deserve to be the master of your own ship. Ageless Health, Health is a Do-It-Yourself Program, is a book that I wrote about 5 years ago, five and a half maybe, I forget, time flies quickly. It's still available, you can still get it. But it was written simply because you needed to know that you have better capacity to do diagnostics on yourself than anybody else if you understand how your body works. This presentation, this Wednesday evening, the 9th of May, 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing, is about that. It's telling you about body science. See, here's this amazing man that has combined Eastern medicine and Western medicine. And what he brings from the East, and in Chinese medicine, Dr. Zhang, they didn't have x-rays. They didn't have laboratory work. They didn't have the sophistication diagnostics. So they had to pay attention to other things.
Right. So the Western medicine only went to China about 60 years-ish. And before that, the Chinese is very, very good observer. They can tell from your face, from your tongue, from your eye, from your pulse, can tell everything. We call it inside out. It can detect some problem with your internal. So since 5,000 years ago, I tell the patient that's on the Wednesday, I said, do you know how acupuncture points find out, discover? Because there's a guy have the one day probably 1,000 years ago, and there's a guy have the stomach pain, and then he go to outside, just like fall down and hit something, hit on the points, and the stomach pain is gone. So then we discover more and more points. This is observed. And then we can detect from outside to inside. This is how amazing our, the Chinese medicine. Even though now in China, so we still use combined two together. So I work in the hospital before as a Eastern medicine doctor. So that hospital is very big. It's 2,000 employees. We work together. And even though now it's very old, the Oriental medicine doctor, they don't use any X-ray and blood work. They just use a pulse. Even though they can feel a pulse and tell you are pregnant.
You know, the pulse points are what we talked about earlier. There's six pulses on each side. And it's the quality of the pulse, not the number of beats, that he's talking about. And they all relate to different systems. In acupuncture, the organ systems in channels are combined together. They either flow through or control the different systems. So when we're dealing with this type of diagnostic, it gives you a keener, more specific, more definitive insight. We don't have a lot of time. I want to ask you a couple quick questions, or at least one. When somebody has bad breath or their mouth is coated, it's not a matter of just brushing their tongue and getting to clean up. That's telling you that you have a problem, right?
Right. Some people come and say, okay, so how can the problem is candida, since they brush the tongue all the time. It's not right. It's only symptoms. The reason, the cause, your stomach, your spleen, your GI tract. The GI tract from Chinese medicine, your GI tract, stomach qi, goes up to most of your tongue. If your coating is from the coating, if the coating is messed up, it's something you have to pay attention to your GI tract. You have GI tract issue.
Yeah, your breath should never smell badly.
No.
And your tongue should be clear. It should be pink with a little bit of mucus on top of it.
Yep.
That's a sign of a healthy tongue. You know, there's several of you online right now that you called in towards the end of the program. Do it early. I can't take it right now because, unfortunately, we're coming up to the end of the program and I got to say goodbye to you until next week. But what you can do is you can register for this program this Wednesday evening and meet Dr. Qinglong and ask the questions there. Go to RoselleCare.com, go online, RoselleCare.com, or 703-698-7117. We're coming up. We'll be back next week. I love you all. Bye.